Your North Iowa News continues on KCHA. A financial donation based on cowboy poetry is music to the ears of the Chickasaw Event Center in New Hampton. In a social media post, CEC Director Janet Pickar says, "We are so humbled by the incredible generosity of the Lawler Lions Club. A heartfelt thank you for your generous gift of $13,000 from proceeds from their cowboy poetry event. This support means the world to us and the community we serve." Pickar adds, "To the Lions Club members and everyone who supported cowboy poetry, thank you for keeping the spirit of giving and the West alive." Pickar also salutes Vernlauer's Auto Center of New Hampton for sponsoring the recent performances of comedians Mickey Bell and Darren Streblo, as well as the volunteers who have helped with activities at the CEC. Pickar also notes they are working on adding a game room for kids to enjoy when renters host their event at the CEC. That includes the donation of a foosball table by Luke Steele, plus an anonymous donation of a pair of chairs and ottoman. Pickar stresses that the small game room is for renters only. It is not open to the public at random. Learn more at Chickasaw Event Center CEC on Facebook. A death investigation is underway after authorities responded to a 911 call Tuesday morning in North Iowa. According to a press release from the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office, the Kossuth County Law Enforcement Center received a call shortly after 11 a.m. Tuesday reporting a person with an unknown medical emergency at a residence at 1707 460th Street near Ledyard. First responders, along with Kossuth County EMS, arrived on scene and determined the individual was deceased from a gunshot wound. KCSO deputies initiated an investigation. Kossuth County Medical Examiner's Office also responded. Based on information and evidence collected at the scene, authorities indicated the death appears to be the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The deceased individual has been identified as 46-year-old Wade Willis Mueller of Lakota. An autopsy will be conducted at the State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny. A North Iowa woman sentenced to 10 years in prison after stealing over $123,000 from a Clear Lake business has lost another appeal of her sentence and is now back in custody. 40-year-old Mallory Halleck of Mason City was arrested in November 2023 for stealing the money from the Studio 65 tattoo parlor between January and October of 2023. In July 2024, as part of a plea agreement, Halleck agreed to plead guilty to first-degree theft, with both the prosecution and defense recommending a deferred judgment with 5 years probation. However, Sarogordo County District Court Judge Greg Rosenblatt declined to follow the agreement and sentenced Halleck to 10 years in prison on the Class C felony charge. Halleck then appealed the sentence, claiming Rosenblatt abused his discretion by not following the joint recommendation. Pending an appeal decision, she bonded out of jail on $10,000 surety bond. In August 2025, the Iowa Court of Appeals ruled that Rosenblatt did not abuse discretion when he did not adopt the sentencing recommendation, thus denying Halleck's appeal. She then appealed to the Iowa State Supreme Court, which denied her appeal last Thursday, and ruled to affirm Halleck's conviction and sentence. With the appeal process completed, Halleck was ordered to return to custody at the Sarogordo County Jail, with online records indicating that she did so on Tuesday. Almost a year after the alleged crimes, a Kansas woman is back in northeast Iowa for vehicle theft and failing to get her daughter to school. Fayette County Sheriff's Office says 39-year-old Ashley Harper of Wichita was arrested March 22nd on a Fayette County warrant for first-degree theft, a Class C felony, and violation of compulsory education, a simple misdemeanor. Harper was transported to the Fayette County Jail, where she is being held on $20,000 cash-only bond. FCSO was assisted by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office in Kansas. According to a criminal complaint, Harper is accused of taking off with a victim's vehicle on February 5, 2025. The victim said he lent his Lincoln MKC to Harper with the intent she would borrow it for a week. After the week had passed, the victim made continuous attempts to get his car back, but was unable to contact Harper anymore. The vehicle was located and recovered in Kansas by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office during a narcotics investigation. In late February 2025, a family member filed a complaint that they had been trying to get Harper's daughter to begin attending school in Olwine, but they were unable to reach Harper. Since the daughter had not been in school for several weeks, the family member wanted Harper charged with truancy. Harper is scheduled for arraignment on the vehicle theft charge today in Fayette County District Court, while a further proceedings hearing is slated for May 13th on the truancy charge. The Mason City Fire Department has released additional details about a March 21st ammonia leak that led to the evacuation of area residents. Officials say Crystal Cold, the facility where the leak originated, is currently working with a third-party refrigeration company to complete repairs and compile a report on what happened. Once that report is finished, the fire department will review it as part of its ongoing evaluation. Preliminary findings from MCFD indicate that a partial power loss to the system likely caused pressure to build in the ammonia gas lines, triggering relief valves. Officials believe this response helped prevent a more serious, potentially catastrophic leak. Fire department also noted that Crystal Cold has been cooperative throughout the investigation and has invited officials back for a follow-up walkthrough with a refrigeration specialist to go over the sequence of events and discuss corrective actions. The ammonia leak near the 600 block of 15th Street Southeast Mason City initially resulted in evacuations within a two-block radius. The evacuation area expanded multiple times, eventually stretching from 12th Street Southeast to 19th Street Southeast between South Penn and South Virginia Avenues. After about 3 hours, an all-clear notification was issued, allowing residents to return to their homes. Improperly discarded smoking materials is the apparent cause of a North Iowa house fire Tuesday morning. The Mason City Fire Department responded to 825 12th Street Southeast just before 7:30 a.m. after receiving a report of a fire on one side of the residence. Crews found the occupants safely outside when they arrived. Firefighters quickly extinguished the fire on the exterior of the home near the back door. The interior of the house had light smoke but no active fire. The cause of the fire was determined to be unintentional, resulting from the improper disposal of smoking materials. No injuries were reported, and the occupants are staying with family. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.